Good afternoon. You are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. My name is Madeline Taylor, and Shoes on a Wire is your one-stop shop for music by women and queers. And today the category is Woke Banshees, a term originally coined by National Post columnist Jonathan Kay to refer to women who are speaking out about sexual assault and harassment, which feminist Twitter brilliantly reappropriated to the point of having t-shirts made. So this episode, I'm leading into the banshee aesthetic with lots of screaming about men and the patriarchy more generally. So at this point, I would like to offer a content warning. Some of the songs I will play over the course of this hour contain coarse themes and language. If you have kids in the car, you may want to tune out. Secondly, I'm going to be talking about ways in which things are not going well in the world of women's rights and LGBTQ rights. So if you have any issue with that, I encourage you to listen to The Fox at 99.3 FM. So first up, I have a track from Nico Case, who will be performing tomorrow, Friday the 13th, at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. This is I'm a Man. That was Man by Nico Case off of her 2014 record, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Try, The Harder I Try, The More I Love You. And You are listening to Shoes on a Wire. If you didn't hear at the top of the show, today's category is Woke Banshees. So I am playing songs by women and members of the LGBTQ community. And it's about people who are just done with all of the world's crap. On that note, there is an organization in Vancouver called the Vancouver Women's Library who have announced that they are closing up shop. Now, when you first hear the term Vancouver Women's Library, if you're not a member of the feminist or queer community in Vancouver, you might think, cool, that sounds like a great organization. Unfortunately, a lot of the people who were initially involved in organizing the library were trans exclusionary, which is unacceptable, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of other people who are involved in those communities in Vancouver. So there was a big fight when they first opened up. There were some activists, lots of negative press, and the library didn't seem to make a huge effort to rehabilitate their image following all of that negative press. They maintained some politics that are really unfortunate and exclusionary of trans people, specifically trans women. So personally, I'm glad to see them go. And I hope that people who are involved are more self-aware in the future, do some reflecting, and don't stand behind organizations or people who are TERFs, which stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. This first set today is dedicated to trans women, who are some of the strongest people in the entire world, in my view. This is a band called GLOSS, or G-L-O-S-S, which stands for Girls Living Outside Society's Shit. And the first song I'm going to play is Lined Lips and Spiked Bats. The second song is Targets of Men, Targets of Men. We'll be right back.
Get could put the pants on tight. Girl wants to destroy dignity. She don't give a damn about chivalry. Like a bunch of butch tops trying to protect her in life. When she wants to keep her is respect her. You better keep her from being bored. She don't have an interested bone in her body. When she's through with you, she'll show you the door. You can sit by the phone, wait for her to call you.
Alright, that was Femme Bitch Top by Tribate off of their 95 record Fist City. There's some legendary homos, part of the queercore movement, and they had all kinds of incredible stage antics. You should look up some of their videos. They're not safe for work. Before that, you heard Anybody's Band out. You know what? I always say it wrong. The band's name is Anybody's. The song was RFK. Before that, you heard Lee with Country Boys off of their new record, Hounds. And starting off the set, you heard two tracks by GLOSS, which stands for Girls Living Outside of Society's Shit, with two tracks. It was Lined Lips and Spiked Bats, followed by Targets of Men, Targets of Men. I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be back with some more woke banshee content for you here on Shoes on a Wire. Stick around.
Discordianism is a religion and subsequent philosophy.
The Discordian faith seems to be much more forgiving of the normals.
Yeah, the goddess of chaos, or archetypes, or
it's about really heavy interest in Discordianism.
Founded after the 1963 publication of its holy book, The Principia Discordia.
Discorder magazine has been Vancouver's longest running, free, badass, independent magazine, 35 years strong. On Saturday, July 21st, celebrate 401 issues of Discorder magazine with an all-ages party at Red Gate. There will be performances by BB, Francesca Belcourt, Morning Coup, and The New Rituals, guest hosted by Dunkin's Donuts, and featuring a photo booth, giant twister, and more. Tickets are a suggested donation of $10 and doors open at 8. For more information, visit citr.ca or find the event on Facebook. The 41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico's Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo, and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba, and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Are you sick of music festivals and concert lineups that are dominated by white men? Hey, us too. This summer, Discorder magazine will be doing an exclusive series of online articles addressing the lack of diversity and representation in music lineups, including the tokenization of women, non-binary artists, and people of color. If you want to add your voice to this conversation, whether you're a musician, concertgoer, promoter, organizer, venue manager, city representative, or fellow media organization, we want to hear from you. Email editor@citr.ca. Let's talk.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. My name is Madeline Taylor, and today's category is Woke Banshees. If you didn't hear at the top of the show, I offered a content warning. So some of the songs I've been playing contain coarse themes and language. If you have kids in the car, you may want to tune out. Secondly, I have been and will continue to talk about issues and topics around women's rights and LGBTQ rights. If you have an issue with that, well, maybe you should keep listening and hopefully I can change your mind. First off, this set, I'm going to play a song by Sleater-Kinney because I love them very much, but also this song is appropriate. It's off of the record One Beat, which came out during the first term of the Bush presidency. Artists in the U.S. were freaking out because all kinds of really scary things were happening around racism and stereotyping, especially Muslim people following 9/11. Right now in the States, a lot of similar things are happening. I'm sure everyone knows news now is so global, but especially with the nomination of a second Trump pick to the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade is in danger. And that legislation legalized abortion in the United States. And it's a right that's essential to women's health care, and it's been chipped away at steadily by Republican lawmakers ever since, which is horrifying. But also, we up in Canada shouldn't be tapping ourselves on the back too hard, because in rural Canada, it's just as hard to get access to an abortion. If that's something that's surprising to you to hear about, I encourage you to do a little bit of research. Because that's definitely the case if you live outside of a major city. So this is One Beat in the Spirit of Protest by Sleater-Kinney.
Are you
That was Daddy Issues by Necking. Before that, you heard SBDC with Scissor Wizard. Before that was a track by Calgary band The Shiverettes with Shout Your Assault off of their record Dead Men Can't Catcall. And starting out the set, you heard Sleater-Kinney with One Beat off of their record by the same name. I'm going to take a little break and we'll be back with some more tracks by Woke Banshees here on Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for sticking around.
The iconic Rickshaw Theatre celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theatre turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art to Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com. The Ethiopian Summer Festival, one of the most talked about annual events in Burnaby, is back again for the 9th time. On July 21st and 22nd, the Swan Guards Stadium will be a place you do not want to miss. There will be healthy Ethiopian cuisine, the famous Ethiopian coffee ceremony, entertaining games for adults and children, a soccer tournament, and much, much more. This is an event for the entire family and you do not want to miss out. See you on July 21st and 22nd at the Swan Guards Stadium. Come on down to the Rio Theatre on July 14th to watch the 9th Annual Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Showcase. 8 magical bands will perform their exciting new songs they have written at camp that week. Doors are at 1:30 p.m. and the show is at 2:30. For more information about Girls Rock Camp, visit www.girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. My name's Madeline Taylor. The ad you just heard there was for Girls Rock Camp, and the camp has been happening all week this week, and the showcase is going to be this coming Saturday. I believe doors are at 1:30, show is at 2:30, and Girls Rock Camp is just one of the most positive organizations in Vancouver. They do so much incredible work for youth all over the city who want to get involved with playing music and just feel empowered and good about themselves. They've actually expanded to doing work with the Urban Native Youth Association, so it's not only just girls anymore, but it's just underserved youth who want a chance to play and get to express themselves. But the Girls Rock Camp Showcase, it happens at the Rio Theater. I've been the last 2 years in a row, and it is just the best. It's so much fun. All of the bands are so excited to play. They're all a little bit nervous to get off the top, but then they just rip. They get up there, and some of the songs are super non sequitur and bizarre, and that's like one of the best things about it. So if you have nothing else to do on Saturday afternoon, I would encourage you to check it out. Tickets are really reasonable. I believe they're $10. And in case you needed another reason to go, the Rio has grilled cheese sandwiches, which go really well with Girls Rock Camp bands. Starting out this next set, I have a song by Susie and the Banshees. This is Cities in Dust. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That was Mitski with Drunk Walk Home off of her record Bury Me at Makeout Creek. Before that, you heard Love is S-H-I-T by the Dishrags off of their EP 3 from 19... It was recorded between 1977 and 1978. They're the first all-woman punk rock band from Vancouver. A little fun fact for you if you didn't know that. Before that was Nikki Fierce with My Shadow, who I am going to have the pleasure of interviewing at some point next week. So keep your ears open for that. And before that, starting out the set, you heard Susie and the Banshees with Cities in Dust. The category for this week's episode has been Woke Banshees. So thank you for tuning in and for sticking through a lot of screaming about the world by lots of different people who have feelings about how awful things are often. This episode was dedicated to any trans woman who had to witness the disgusting protest put on by radical lesbian trans exclusionary feminists at the London Pride Parade. It was dedicated to any and all women who have to get illegal abortions in Canada and in the US. And it's dedicated to women journalists who have to deal with crotchety old white men trying to take them down. It's annoying. It's a bummer. But keep writing anyways. Just keep doing it. Eventually they'll die. Oh, did I say that? Whoops. Okay, so to finish things off, to move on and to dance you guys out, I have a song by Chaka Khan. This is Ain't Nobody. Stay around. Keep listening to CITR. Up next is Democracy Watch from the News Collective here at the station. They have some really fantastic content about the Sexual Assault Support Center and the AMS trying to close it recently. So definitely stick around for that. They're also going to be airing some segments from Seeking Office, which is the podcast that we're producing about the upcoming municipal election in Vancouver. So thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care, everybody. Capture every slave. That's the way.
Russia.